This is the Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. You can be part of the conversation anytime on the show at 1-333-53. Time now for this little segment. It's sponsored by Paddy's.
One more.
Brothers, sisters, mums and daddies. You haven't been to Muppets till you've been to Paddy's.
There you are, singing the song for Paddy's. Now sponsoring the Burley Curly. Yeah. A chance for me and Jude to ask you some questions around the game of rugby league. We are so close to the start of the season again, Jude. Fire away.
Righto. Cody Walker copped a two-game ban for the incident in the casino last year. Fair or harsh?
Cody Walker?
Yeah, was it fair or harsh that he got 2 weeks?
I think it was fair. And I think he owned it too, so it's good.
But should Wayne Bennett have copped a direct fine, not just South? Should it have been direct for him because of the cover-up?
I wouldn't say cover-up. But Wayne should have probably copped it. But I think Wayne was trying to do the right thing by the player.
All right, put it on record. Which player will be saying have dominated the most during the six again rule after the first 2 months of footy?
Oh, look, mate, Damien Cook. I think, you know, he'll own that ruck, and I think Mitch Moses too. You know, quick through that middle, he'll be taking on, you know, those forwards, and I think, you know, they're talking about changing the interchange or making it less, but I think Mitchell Moses will come into his own here, especially Parramatta. I think it lends towards him being at Bank West. And obviously Cam Smith, I think I said it last week, Cam Smith, he's just too smart. Mm. He'll just get different things happening there, and he's got so many tricks, you know, in his book.
Okay, next year it looks like the interchange will be reduced to six, as you said.
Yeah.
And Matty Johns have been calling for that on the grill team for 5 years. Which team do you think will benefit most by having the interchange down to six?
I think the really smart teams, the real attacking teams, like, once again, Parramatta. I think Newcastle, they've just bought Andrew McKellar, who's quite a smart hooker. Not the fastest number nine, but I think when you've got Ponga and Pierce around that middle, I think it's going to help there. And I'd probably have to say the Broncos still. You know, they've got those big forwards. Seibold's talking about a rotation because he's got Deed and you've got Croft, so I reckon the Broncos will be thereabouts as well. And the Roosters. I know people have question marks on Flanagan, and I think Braith threw it out there a little bit this week about a bit of pressure on Flanagan. I think Flanagan will be able to handle it because, you know, he's got great support through that middle. You've got Jake Friend. You've got Sam Verrills as well there.
Yeah.
And you've got Tedesco, who's the best player in the world at the moment.
It's been described as the Payne-Haas effect. Should rookie salaries be capped, or just so it's not inflated, much like I guess the AFL do as well?
No, look, I think, you know, we are a different beast. I think if you're a rookie and you're good enough, because a lot of these kids, you know, at 16, 17, I think I saw Kotrick playing the schoolboys, and he'd already signed for a couple of years with Canberra and stuff. If you're good enough, mate, I'm happy for them to have these, not so much big contracts, but a solid contract, because I think Payne-Haas, we've seen, he's just a freak. But there's a lot of these kids coming through now. So it's up to the clubs to make sure their salary cap pressure and where it is and where money goes.
Let's talk Ben Teo.
Ben Teo, we've seen him training a little bit at the Broncos. Obviously, he's contracted to the Sunwolves. They've talked about even a 100K deal to get him in.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
If it's for 100K, well, yeah, he could add something to the Broncos. But they've got so many good forwards as it is. And I think people are saying, oh, you know, they haven't got that much experience. And I get that. But, oh, look, I think other clubs could do with Ben Teo. And he's still contracted to the Sunwolves at the moment anyway.
Yeah, so the Sunwolves are obviously playing in the Super Rugby and they're not playing at the moment.
There might be an exclusion from them being part of that small, you know, condensed season as well. Yeah. So,
He's a gun player. He played in the England Six Nations team. He's an excellent rugby union player. He was fantastic for South when they won the comp, right? So for $100,000, how do they even value him at $100,000? He's got to be valued higher than that, surely.
Oh, look, I'm not sure.
Just another Bronco, I'll throw him a bone.
No, well,
like the Dragons had with Gasnier?
Yeah, well, he's a premiership player from South Sydney. So even though I think he's had three or four clubs, didn't he? He went West Tigers first, and then obviously, you know, the Broncos, and then, you know, South Sydney, obviously premiership player. Oh, look, I can see, I know he trained with the boys the other day, which I was surprised that he was allowed to train with the boys.
Yeah, that's really strange. Really strange.
You make up your own rules up there in Bronco land.
Yeah, I know, that's what we do. But even for Seibold, when I saw that, because Andrew McKellar just got released, so they freed up a bit more money. But then, for me, I'd be topping up some of those younger players now.
Okay. You know? But the Auckland Warriors could do with Ben Teo. There's a few other clubs that might.
That's what I'm saying. So, Ben Teo, if I'm the Warriors, and it depends what Ben Teo wants out of it. If he wants a bit more money, or if he wants to help a squad out, I reckon he could bring a little something to him. He'd be a perfect four for the Warriors. So, Benny Teo, I saw him a couple of months ago down in Wollongong because the Sunwolves played. Remember the early game that the Sunwolves played before the Waratahs?
Mm.
And I was playing, this will shock you, I was playing golf on a Friday afternoon.
What?
And, yeah. And the Sun
Wolves. Do you play golf? One of those rare occasions.
And the Sun, the course.
And the Sun Wolves were staying at the Wollongong 19th, the hotel there. So
he's got to be better than Sam Thiday or Paul Gallen and those sort of blokes, surely, to come on.
Yeah, 100%. To help out. 100%. But also, you know what I think, too? I would like to see some other players from other clubs go to. Like, I think, you know, I think the Dragons have got some players there that I reckon.
What, to go to the Warriors?
Yeah, or other clubs. I mean, Craig Bellamy said help other clubs out, you know? Like, you might have a kid like Tristan Saylor there that. You know,
oh, here we go.
He's pushing him.
The legends will come up in a sec.